in.
Hello. Hope you're enjoying the show. How would you like to appear on Stairway to Stardom? I'm Evie Day, and when I'm working for Complete Entertainer, I come in contact with so many talented young people whose main ambition is to get into show business, be on TV. If you have talent, here's a golden opportunity for you. Have your paper and pencil handy. If you can sing, dance, do comedy, magic, drama, play an instrument, anything at all, you can appear on Stairway to Stardom. Simply contact this special number and you'll get all the information concerning your interview, the production fee, and your taping date. If you have talent, you deserve to be seen by producers, casting directors, and booking agents, not to mention your own friends and family, which is really the best part of all. Now, here's the number to write to. Write to Frank Massey, Stairway to Stardom, Post Office Box 1061, Rockefeller Center Station, New York, New York, 10185. You can be featured on this popular cable TV show. And maybe next week, we'll be watching you when you take that first step on Stairway to Stardom.
I saw the sign out on the street. $5.99, all you can eat. It's now my favorite place to stay. And it's called the Big Buffet. Beef and beans, cheesecake and stew. A salad bar and wedgies too. There's fish and pie and ham and pork. I wish that I had a bigger fork. Put chicken wings upon my plate. The food they serve is really great. You'll see me here most every day. I am one with the big buffet. I got my plate filled up just fine, but I'm just halfway through the line. I need room to hold some more. I need a plate with a second floor. Put chicken wings upon my plate. My chores at home will have to wait. I'm like a cow, hip deep in hay. I'll chew my cud at the big buffet. At the table my wife waits, surrounded by my empty plates. She brought an afghan to crochet, 'cause she knows we'll be here all day. No chicken wings upon my plate. I guess that I have met my fate. Today, for I've been banned from the big buffet. They kicked me out of the big buffet.
Don't touch these fucking bags. I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
go, baby. Nice shot. Ping pong. Yeah. Ping pong. Yeah.
You gotta be kidding
me. What is this that stands before me?
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
to learn the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's time to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Maybe that's you, won't you stay? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when The Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
Welcome, my friends, to the Vampire's Ball, here in Transylvania, in the Castle Hall. One by one, you'll meet my guests, so don't be frightened, it's all in jest. Hello there, Casamoco, how are you?
I'm trying to do the water, so hurry.
Very nice, keep at it, my boy. We'll do the twist and the Popeye move. The locomotion, mashed potato too. Now meet my monsters, one by one. Oh, I'm so glad they all could come. Igor, Igor.
Hello there, Dracula. How are you?
I'm fine, Doctor. What are you doing?
I'm doing the mashed potato.
Oh, goody, goody. I love to do that. Very nice. Keep at it. Keep at it. There is Igor. He's doing the twist. My good friend, Caris, he wouldn't miss. The Wolfman does quite a dance. These my friends, all in a trance. Oh yes, my friends, Transylvania twist is old-fashioned now. They're doing the monster mash. Or as you know, it was a graveyard smash. The good doctor is doing the mash. For as you know, it was a graveyard smash. All my little bats are flying around. Seems they're also digging the sound. Very nice, my little bats, my friends. Doctor, doctor, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to do the mashed potato. Oh, children, mash. Mash, my children. Oh, goody, goody. I love to do that.
Very nice, doctor. Enjoy yourself.
I worked with the Legolas all the live long while. I worked with the Legolas, break all records by a mile. Don't you hear the office calling? Rise up early in
I'm yourself burning. I see a change coming round the bend, and I suggest to you that it takes just 5 seconds, just 5 seconds of decision. Realize that the time is right to start thinking about a little revolution.
Miss Mary, such an exquisite young thing. You'll have a fine view of tonight's full moon from your chamber, my dear. I'll send the waiter for another drink.
Thank you.
Thank you. You mean I should volunteer?
You're drafted. Now come.
You mean I don't even have a chance to volunteer?
You have a chance to come as a draftee.
Are you calling in everyone my age?
Not everyone.
Only the boys?
Girls, too.
Which ones?
The ones drafted. Come.
Where will we go?
To war.
But my father just finished a war.
This is another war.
What's the name of this one?
The war to end all wars.
You mean we now use the secret weapon we almost used in the one just ended?
Not really. This isn't that weapon.
How do you describe this war?
It's war between wars.
You mean a war getting ready for the next war?
I mean getting rid of the last war. And if possible, the next one.
You mean it's a war on war?
Right. The war of peace.
Who will